Is your business worth saving? Welcome to Business Rescue Roadmap, providing new approaches to your business, how to avoid pitfalls, and proven methods to take your business to the top. Save your business, rescue your life with your host and business coach, Stacy Tuschel.
Hello and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap. I'm your host, Stacy Tuschel, and on today's show, we have Sanaya. She is the founder of Sanaya Williams Group, an operations consultancy that helps emerging CEOs grow their business and meet their business goals. After spending more than 10 years in varying operations and project management roles in large corporations, Sanaya is a master at systems thinking and bringing together all of the pieces of the puzzle that hold so many businesses back. As a seasoned speaker, she has taken many event stages and is a frequent guest expert on leading podcasts and websites. When she's not running the Sanaya Williams Group, she loves to travel and find adventure wherever she goes. Sanaya, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the Business Rescue Roadmap.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here with you today.
Oh, good. I'm so excited to have you. So thank you so much. Now, before we begin, is there anything I missed in your bio that you want to share with my audience?
No, I think everything you said was spot on and perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well, then if you are ready, let's jump in. So the first question, set of questions that I ask is called commit to win or cut your losses. And basically, I want to take us back to that story of when you decided, should I start my own business? Do I really have a business idea? And where you're contemplating what you should do. So just maybe share with us a little glimpse into when you had to contemplate what you were going to do.
Wow. Yeah. So I started thinking about creating a business when I was still working full time at TD Ameritrade. So it's not that like I lost my job or, you know, I had to figure out a way to make money. I was making good money. I just wasn't happy. I didn't have the freedom I wanted. I knew that I wanted to have kids like down the line and I wanted to be home with them. And with my job there, working 45, 50, sometimes 60 hours a week, that wasn't going to be my reality. So I started to dabble and figure out like, what could I really do? In my job, I was doing a lot of project management and business process management. So I had, at the time, I had a guy who had a sales company, and he was so frustrated that his sales team wasn't doing things the way he wanted to. And it just occurred to me that, hey, have you written down exactly what you wanted them to do? Do you have those processes? To me, at the time, processes were what we used at our big corporate company to get the teams to do what we wanted them to. So why wouldn't it work for small businesses? So that was the kind of idea I came up with, but I didn't know that it really would work until I tried it a few times and met this one client that it actually worked for. We finally got his sales team to do sales the way he wanted. We created what I now call playbooks that each of the members of the team had to know how to actually do their work and run, you know, their part of their business. So it worked, and his sales team grew and his sales grew. And I was like, hey, I think this could work. Obviously, that took some time. So I was still working in my business full time and then doing business part time. To where it came to a point where I felt a little brave that I went to my boss and said, hey, I think I want to work part time. And, you know, I had to give him the whole reason why. And I told him I'm thinking about doing this. Thank God it wasn't conflict of interest. He said, okay. And then I went on to doing my business full-time and working part-time.
Well, and I was just going to ask you that. So did you quit? And, you know, because it's such a common story. You hear people that are working the 9-to-5 and they're trying to get out. And I always get nervous when I hear people say, I just quit. I'm going to make it work. Because that to me is so risky. So I'm glad that you said, I eased out of it and I was confident I could do this. So that, and I think that really is the smart way to go. You know, not saying you didn't have this amazing idea, but you just never know.
You never know. And for me, I'm a risk taker. I mean, I think all entrepreneurs are, but I feel like I created this lifestyle for myself working in the banking industry, making six figures, over six figures for years, that I didn't want to give that up. So I ended up easing into it by this clever request that I gave my boss. And I did that for about 9 months. Okay. I worked my business full time and worked my job part time. and built up a savings to a point where I felt comfortable to take that risk of leaving my job. Right. Because I had proven to myself that I did have a business idea and I was making money doing it.
Right. And here's the thing. I mean, you came from a successful job. You had that income. You were probably at a different stage in your life than somebody who's, you know, 20 crashing on their parents' couch. You know, they don't really need the income. So yes, that's a completely different story. But you probably had, you know, a nice apartment or a house with a mortgage payment and things like that. So you have to think about that type of stuff. So great. Well, thank you for sharing that story. And that's why I love that question. You just never know where people's background, you know, where they started before that business idea came in. So great. Excellent. Well, let me move on to asking you questions about yourself and really looking within. What would you say are personal strengths that you feel you have that really allow you to continue to have a successful business?
I think one of my biggest strengths is that I listen, to be honest, especially with the business I have. I need to actually listen to my clients and really be able to hold up the vision that they want of their business. So sometimes being the person that's working with different teams and working with these CEOs to grow their business, a lot of times you'll get, you know, entrepreneurs that say they want to grow their business, but they only want to work 10 hours a week. So it's like, let's really look at, one, is that possible with what you're trying to say? Or I get clients that they're ready to kind of step out of their business, but they are contradicting with their goals. So it's really, I'm here to create the business that the CEO wants. And I have to really listen to that and really kind of say, hey, I know you say you want to do this launch, but you also said you want to go on vacation this month. Both of them are possible, but what's more important to you?
Right.
So listening to them, and I get a lot of my clients that thank me for the small things of when my team is planning out their calendar, we plan the last week of the month to have for them for free, just so that they have that creative time, that downtime to kind of recuperate and then get back into the business of it. Right. So listening is one of my biggest strengths, I would say.
Well, and I think, you know, when you it makes sense that your business specifically needs you to have that quality, but really any successful business, if you're listening, you're going to outlast your competitor because the customer wants somebody who's going to listen. They want to feel heard. They want to give input and actually see you do that. So I think that's an incredible strength to have in your business.
Yeah. And also to that point, like I do a lot of one-on-one work, but I'm stepping into creating programs, right? And listening to what's happening out there for my ideal client or the client that I'm creating the program for is extremely helpful in our research and actually creating something that people are actually going to buy and that they want, and not creating something that's just going to sit there and nobody's going to buy it after I've invested all this money in.
Right.
So to what you're saying, yeah, also listening to the market and what they're doing is extremely important for everybody.
Great. Well, and when I ask these questions, sometimes I get really very similar answers. And I think this is probably the first time somebody said listening. So I think that's such a great, you know, because sometimes when I say one of my questions I ask is, you know, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? And I would say 9 times out of 10, you're going to hear freedom, which is great because I want people to know that. I want people to know that we're not just doing this for the money. We love the freedom. But at the same time, I love when somebody gives me that different answer for the listeners to go, oh, yeah, wow, I really need to be doing this. So I think that's such a great thing that you just said. All right. So let's dive into the money section. And what I'm asking you here is, as an entrepreneur, we are thrown into this world of finances. Whether we're good at money and numbers or not, we have to know what's going on. So oftentimes there are financial mistakes that we make, and I am asking you to share one of those learning lessons when it comes to money so my listeners can use your maybe failure at the time to help them be successful.
Wow. Well, this is very interesting because I just recently put out a post on my blog with the subject line says, your account's overdrawn like $700. Yes. So that happened to me a couple of years ago, but I was like, I have to write about this.
Yes.
So money and numbers are not my thing. The biggest mistake I would say that I made was expanding my team and not really paying attention to the work they were doing. Mm-hmm. Because my business was growing fast and I know I needed support because I couldn't do it all. and I would hire people. And at the time, you would look at it and they'd be good people. And that you'd say it's a great investment because you're growing your business. You can't grow without bringing in more money, more team to actually handle the work and do service delivery. But I would say one of the things I learned at that time is I was assigning projects and assigning tasks, and things would get checked off, but the work wouldn't actually get done. And then come when it's time to pay the team, they would get paid, but the work wasn't done. So that's a huge gap. I was not too trusting, but I trusted new team members instead of really like following up a check behind them until they had proven their work. That was one of my biggest mistakes. And then also for them, I had my team working on projects that in essence weren't really bringing in the money. Right. So I wasn't really looking at my profit margin on some of my projects. And I had my team working on projects that really they shouldn't have been working on because it wasn't bringing in the money. So really paying attention to where we're actually bringing money versus what we're not.
Yeah. And I think that to-do list, sometimes we just look at it and go, okay, you work on this and you work on that. And we're doing this busy work that we're not looking at those numbers. And we don't even know if it's something that we should be focusing on. So absolutely. I'm so glad that you said that, because in the world today, we have to give out all of this free content. And sometimes we forget that, yes, the free content is good, but if you're not selling on your website or selling a product or program, there is no money to help support all of that free content. So that's just another great example.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge example, because for me, through that lesson, I learned to track the time of my team really to the different projects they're working on so that I knew how much each project brought in, but also how much we were spending on each project. Right. So like each one of my projects now has, you know, a full budget, and we know the team members are working on it, so that it's not just money going out the door. It's this project costs this much. We need to make, you know, this much to break even. Like we know our numbers now. Mm-hmm. I still don't like them, but I'm not afraid of them. So right. I pay attention to them now.
Well, I bet you a lot of people listening are saying, wow, I definitely am not doing this. And I know I should be, you know, you're hitting home with a lot of people, and she's right. I mean, Sanaya, whatever she's saying right now, you've got to do that. The fact that she knows exactly what she's spending on that project, I mean, that's the only way. And if you're afraid to look at those numbers, you've just got to do it. You've got to figure it out and see if it's really worth it and valuable enough for your business to continue to do it. Hey guys, let me pause for just a minute and tell you about one of our sponsors, FreshBooks. FreshBooks is the online accounting software that I personally use in my business. And a couple of the things that I use it for is something like invoicing. You can use FreshBooks to create and send invoices in about 30 seconds. There is no formatting, no fuss, just perfectly crafted invoice. And they also have late payment reminders. So when a client forgets to pay you on time, let FreshBooks handle the awkwardness with customizable late payment reminders. All right, now go and check out their 30-day free trial. You do not need a credit card to sign up, and you can just go to freshbooks.com/rescue. And then let them know you heard about us on the Business Rescue Roadmap. So check it out. See what I use to help save my business and rescue my life every day. All right, back to the show. All right, well, let me ask you some marketing questions. Now, given your experience and your knowledge in this area, what is one of the greatest marketing lessons that you have learned in your business?
The best marketing lesson I've learned is to be consistent, to be honest.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing, if you have an Instagram account and you're posting pictures, do it consistently. If you're blogging, blog consistently. You may not see an immediate return on it, but don't give up before you do. I know for me, consistency is a huge thing that I am still learning. And when I first started, I was very consistent. And then I kind of got really busy with client work. Then the consistency fell off, and, you know, marketing for at least in my business, my cycle is about 6 months. So consistency matters. And when we're consistent, we see a return. So regardless of what you do, you have to be consistent.
Yeah. And what's really funny is when I first started my podcast, I was talking with some people and they said, you know, you're going to have a really tough time finding people to want to be, you know, your first like 20 episodes, because most people's podcasts stop after like episode 15 because they give up. So nobody wants to be on a podcast that's going to give up. So that's just unbelievable to me that people put so much work and so much effort in the beginning, and then they think they're going to have this instant success. And if they don't, they just stop. So well, when yeah, you're, when you're consistent, like you said, you will outlast all of those people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sad statistics though, when I was hearing that. And I'm one of those people that I don't give up, especially when things get tough. It's almost the time that I go into supercharged mode and I just keep going because I don't want to fail. So to be consistent, you have to in every aspect of your business. I think that's great. So let me ask you, how do you define, I've got a couple part question here. How do you define work-life balance? And when you define it, do you think it exists? Because some people will say, here's what it means, but there's no way it exists. And if it does exist, do you have it? I mean, do you feel like it's something you're going to achieve or you have already achieved?
I love this question because no, I don't believe there is a such thing as work-life balance. Because when I was working in corporate, I worked 5 days a week, there's only seven and you had two off. So what kind of balance is that? So for me as an entrepreneur, I don't really look at, say, a work-life balance. I'm looking at what's making me happy.
Okay.
So I like my job. I love what I do. I love working for my clients. And I also love to travel and I love to be on the beach and I love to, like, I live between New York and London. So I actually love being in London more. So I go there a lot. However, work is what provides that lifestyle. So for me, the decision is this work has to get done and these are the dates it has to get done by. So I just literally have to plan that out so that I'm working. I'm the type of person that I am productive during the day. And sometimes some nights I get work done. If I'm not meeting with my family, I don't have any other priorities for my life that have to happen, then I'd work. And it's not something that I'm going to regret because it's providing for my lifestyle. So for me, as long as I'm happy doing what I'm doing, sometimes I'll sit in front of the TV and I'll be doing a blog or I'll be checking email. There's nothing wrong with that. There might be a Saturday morning or a Saturday afternoon where I'm sitting at a cafe and I'm doing work. That's because technically there's nothing else that I have to do. But if my boyfriend or my mom and come to me and they're like, oh, it's Saturday, let's go here, I will do that. Unless I have a deadline for my business or something for a client, there's no reason for me not to go actually spend time and have the so-called work-life balance.
Right. Well, and I love this question too, because nobody answers the same. I mean, everybody has a different philosophy. And it's so funny because I'll completely agree with whatever their answer is. Like, they really convince me, like, yes, it does exist. I have it. And then 2 days later, I'm like, you're right. Nobody has it. It doesn't exist. So I do love everybody's point of view on this. And I think it just means something different to everybody. And that's why I like hearing the entrepreneur's response. So thank you for sharing your input on that. Such a great way for our listeners to understand how people work and what they do in their personal life. So I appreciate that. All right. So let's talk about, and you brought this up already with your team. Let's dive into the employees, the team aspect. Tell me something that you feel you've mastered or you're doing really well at when it comes to outsourcing, delegation, anything like that.
So I think I've really mastered working with a virtual team.
Okay.
So for the past 5 years of my business, this year is my fifth year, I have team members on my team that I've never met, and they've been on my team for 3 years. And we work very well, very closely together. I talk to them every day. Kirstie, for example, she's been on my team for about 3 years. I know what she looks like. We talk all the time, but I've never met her. And she's technically like my right hand. She knows my business probably better than me. So working with a virtual team is probably something I've definitely mastered. We use a lot of communication tools. We use project management tools. And yeah, things are now that we know our numbers and what projects are really profitable, mm-hmm. Yeah. Things work so much better. I don't feel like I need to have someone with me in an office. Right. One, because like I said, I like to travel. So mastering working with a virtual team has definitely helped me grow my business.
And now this is a topic that definitely scares some people because you've been doing it for 3 years, but it's still really new for some people. They've never heard of this. So with virtual assistants, can you tell me, do you have any companies you recommend for my listeners to maybe check into? Is there a company that you found to help you do this, or did you find them yourselves on places like Upwork? Share us with that information.
Yeah, so it is something that I definitely found myself, and it's one of the services we offer in terms of helping you find and match with the right VA.
Oh, okay.
But so I'll tell you the way we do it, because anybody can go out there and do it. We use Craigslist. We use Indeed. We've used Elance, like a lot of the freelance sites.
Yeah.
My favorite site, to be honest with you, is HireMyMom.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because you'll find a lot of moms that are home that are well-skilled in their job, but they're not ready to go back to work.
Interesting. I've never heard of the website. That's a really interesting one. Thanks for mentioning that.
It's a great, like I've gotten some great resources from there. Okay. And another place to find some great VAs with amazing work ethic are military moms.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I will definitely try to include some of those websites in our show notes too for our listeners. Perfect. Well, let me ask you before we wrap up, we kind of end with the ultimate guide of our business rescue roadmap. And I just have a few quick questions. So first, what do you enjoy most about being an entrepreneur? And before you answer, you can totally say freedom. I don't want to make you think you can't say it now. So please be honest. What do you enjoy most?
So I'll take a spin and I won't say freedom, but I'll say the lifestyle that being an entrepreneur provides.
Yeah.
So actually, because of how I got into entrepreneurship from leaving my job, it's not necessarily freedom. It's the being able to create a lifestyle. Like literally, I live between New York and London. I'm able to have clients here, have clients there, and just do whatever I want.
Right. So, I mean, can you imagine doing anything like that with a 9-to-5 job?
No, right. I love being able to wake up. I still, you know, work regular hours, but right. I can go work from a coffee shop or I can go work from a workspace. I can come up with these ideas and actually make them happen. Where sometimes in corporate, that doesn't happen because you have to go through this full long approval process. But that's really what I like, creating the lifestyle that I want and actually having the ability to be creative and put out there what I want.
Well, and what would you say is the most challenging part of that? I mean, the lifestyle, yes, there's so many pros to it, but are there cons to it that you can think of?
The cons to the lifestyle?
Yes.
Actually, so it'll tie back to the whole consistency thing.
Okay.
Being consistent to constantly bring in the income and have the cash flow to pay yourself to do what you want to have that lifestyle. That's probably the biggest con, especially when I first started, I wasn't paying myself. I had to learn and go through the process of paying myself to then create this lifestyle.
Got it. Great. And that's common too. I mean, people think they're just going to be this overnight success and just start bringing in this money right away. But even if you are that overnight success and you're bringing in the money, however, you're sticking it right back in the business when you're starting it and when you're starting up, if you want it to be successful. So that is something that people do need to realize. Okay, what is one go-to tool that you use to really help save your business? I mean, what is something that you use online, whether it's a project management, like you said, anything like that that you can think of? What's your favorite tool you use?
I have two. Can I share two?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Asana is our new best friend in my business. We just started switching everything project management-wise over to Asana. We love that. My team is like, this is so much faster than what we're using before. And I'm like, what do you mean? Explain. But we love it.
Well, and I just started, I bought Asana a couple months ago too, and I upgraded to the paid part of it.
Yes.
And I have been really loving the perks. I know people always go with the free stuff, but their paid version, I'm not sure if that's what you have, is really amazing.
It is. It's just like, and I remember when Asana first came out, the way that they've grown has been just amazing. Like when they first started, they didn't have the calendar. I love the visual and I love the calendar. So that's what sold me.
Yeah.
But yes.
Great.
My second favorite tool, especially with a virtual team, is Slack, the communication tool.
Okay.
Do you use that?
I don't, because I kind of use Asana as my communication tool.
Yes, you could definitely do that as well.
Okay.
We use Slack and we have channels for our different projects.
Got it. Okay.
Just because we have some people that aren't on every single project.
Right.
Some people aren't in Asana because they aren't working on a project, but we want to chat with them. So that's why it's pretty neat. I love Slack because I can have it on my phone, on my computer, right. Everywhere. Yeah.
Well, and I think it really depends on your business. So when we're saying, oh, we love this, we love that. Now I have a brick and mortar business and that's, you know, over a decade old. I don't need a project management system for that specific company because it just doesn't make sense. And the software we use kind of has something. So now I'm in an online world and I don't have anything that would make sense for this. So that's why I needed Asana. So I really think it depends on what your business is. You know, team members matter sometimes. I've got my outsourcing companies inside of Asana. So that's why I upgraded to the paid version because I have certain projects blocked where nobody else can see them. Right. So it just depends. I mean, if you don't have that, it may or may not be something you need. So definitely check into those pros and cons for sure. Great. Well, thank you for sharing. And I'm glad you shared two of them. Now, let me ask you last question before we go. If you could share one piece of advice with our entrepreneurs listening, maybe somebody who, you know, it's not always this amazing lifestyle with entrepreneurs. I mean, we sometimes do have those really tough days. So somebody that might be going through a tough time, what do you want to share with them to really motivate them to keep going?
What I'll say is really trust your gut. So being in this online space, you're seeing what all these people are doing. Like this person is launching and that person is launching. And you might have started with someone, you started your business the same time somebody else started. And 2 years later, they're making multi-six figures and you're not there yet. That you don't know what they're going through. Right. So when you're making decisions, trust your own gut and also get a mentor. So get a mentor that's been through what you're going through and is where you want to go. And it's kind of living the lifestyle that you're looking for and that you want. Just a little backstory. I had a mentor that was working all of the time. She had no what we call work-life balance, but she didn't like want to be involved with her family at all. So for me, I started my business growing like what she did and I was miserable. So when you're looking for a mentor, definitely look for one that's kind of doing what you want and has been where you want to go. And always trust your gut. Always trust your own gut in terms of what you want to launch, what you want to do next, because you know what's best for you.
Yeah. And I think when you just talked about the mentor, the role model, the somebody that you want to, I mean, really, if they're teaching you how to do this, you want to have their lifestyle. So that's a great example. So somebody I follow is Gary Vaynerchuk. He's amazing. Oh, yeah. Love him. He works harder than anybody. It's unbelievable the stuff that he does. Now, he's not somebody I'm going to hire to mentor me one-on-one because that's not where I'm heading. That's not what I want to do. So I follow him. Occasionally, I'll jump on. I mean, I don't know anybody that could follow him every single thing he does because it's just so much. So you have to think about that. You know, that's not what I'm trying to emulate. So that's not somebody I am going to have be my personal mentor. That doesn't mean I can't, you know, listen to him for tips on social media and things like that. So great, great point on the mentor. I appreciate that. All right. Well, before we go, can you share with us how to find more about you and your business, whether it's a website, social media, anything for my listeners to find out more about you?
Yeah, for sure. You can check me out on my digital home, SanayaWilliams.com. And I just actually created an ebook that's called Supercharge, Increase Your Productivity and Have More Time to Play. And it really just lays out a bunch of the productivity things that I've learned from my clients and that I've learned over the past 5 years working with my virtual team that I think would be great for every entrepreneur. And you can get that on my website, SanayaWilliams.com.
Perfect. So I will put that in the show notes. So listeners, definitely check out her website and go there and get that ebook. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was such a great time. I really appreciate it. We appreciate your insight, your knowledge, your expertise. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing all of that with us today.
Thank you for having me on. This was definitely fun.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And we hope to have you back here on here soon. Hey, before you go, I want to ask you, do you love listening to the Business Rescue Roadmap? Would you like to work with me one-on-one? If so, go to stacytushel.com/coaching. For a limited time, I have a few spots each week. I take on less than one client every day where I help you save your business and rescue your life, and I help you design your own personal business rescue roadmap. I hope you check it out, stacytushel.com/coaching.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Business Rescue Roadmap. Be sure to visit stacytushel.com for more free content, videos, and online courses like the Get Focused Academy that helps you let go of distractions and take the action necessary to achieve your dreams. We look forward to helping you save your business and rescue your life here on the Business Rescue Roadmap.